Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The heavenly strength of patient endurance. "What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him." Mark 15:14. "It's nice to get more than you deserve, but for all the good Jesus did, he received a cross." Servanthood is often like that. In exchange for selflessness and sacrifice, you may receive misunderstandings, jeers, persecution, hatred, perhaps even death. Abraham Kuyper offers this insight into Christ's greatest act of service for sinful humanity. Walk with Abraham Kuyper, a Dutch theologian who influenced his country for Christ in the 1800s to 1900s. That heavenly strength which overcame every effort to thrust the Holy One out of the world is endurance. This patience is displayed in Jesus' spiritual struggles against Satan. First in the wilderness, then in Pilate's judgment hall, and finally upon the cross, he was steadfast. He endured. Satan left nothing untried in his efforts to destroy that glorious, holy, divine life. But the holiness of Jesus was neither married nor even slightly soiled. The full glory of Jesus' endurance is revealed when, on the third morning, he arises from the grave. He endured that last enemy and overcame it, death. There is nothing more that Satan can do now against Christ, and it is Christ who works that same strength in those who are his. Today's New Testament reading is Mark chapter 15, verses 1 through 20.
Mark 15. Very early in the morning, the chief priests with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin made their plans. So they bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. "Are you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate. "You have said so," Jesus replied. The chief priest accused him of many things, so again Pilate asked him, "Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of?" But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed. Now it was the custom at the festival to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionist who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did. "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate, knowing it was out of self-interest that the chief priest had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priest stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead. "What shall I do then with the one you call the king of the Jews?" Pilate asked them. "Crucify him," they shouted. "Why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him!" Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. The soldiers led Jesus away into the palace, that is, the praetorium, and called together the whole company of soldiers. They put a purple robe on him, then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on him. And they began to call out to him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Again and again they struck him on the head with a staff and spit on him. Falling on their knees, they paid homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him.
Heat and pressure have a way of revealing and proving the quality of a product. In the same way, the truest test of commitment comes not on the days when everything goes well, but on the days when everything goes wrong, when you are misunderstood, ill-treated, wrongly accused. But the strength that enabled Jesus to endure is available for you as you follow daily in his steps. Draw on it, and don't be surprised if you prove to be just as durable.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthroughthru.org/NTPOD. Walk Through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.